Well, good morning, Miss Evelyn. Welcome to the Master's Call. Who else do we have out there this morning?
Dolly, Las Vegas.
There's Miss Dolly. Welcome, welcome from Las Vegas to the Master's Call. We'll take about 15 more seconds. Who else do we have out there that's not shouted out this morning?
From College Park, Georgia, the Supreme Team.
All right, from College Park, Georgia, and the Supreme Team. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Honored to have you with us this morning. Again, welcome name by name, person by person, to the Master's Call on this glorious Tuesday morning. We celebrate Jesus on this call, and we celebrate you for being a part of what God is doing. We're going to go on and get the call started, and we're going to have our prayer general come forward and open us up with a word of prayer. Miss Amber, if you would please now lead us in prayer.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Okay, as we go to the Father on this morning, this beautiful morning that he has made. God, according to your word in Psalms 5, God, give ear to our words, O Lord. Consider our meditation. God, give heed to the voice of our cry on this morning. God, you are King and you are God. For unto you we pray, Lord Jesus. And Father God, we thank you. God, in the name of Jesus, for the you hear our voice in the morning, and in the morning we direct our prayers. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, once again for this master morning call and all that you have done and will continuously do, even before the foundation of the world. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, everything is already established in heaven, so it will be established on earth. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every person that's on this call, whether part of artists or not, God. God, baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. God, come and saturate, Father God, this call. We thank you for the word. Give us this day our daily bread, God. We look for the rhema word on today, God. God, we thank you for the man of God. God, we put a demand on the anointing, God, that rivers of living waters flow, God. God, we thank you that the word is burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. God, meet every need, God, as an ever before, Lord Jesus. You know each and every need of each and every person, God, because we do not pray earthbound prayers. But God, when we pray, we look for the manifestations of your word, of your presence, God. God, we know when the word comes, it's sharper than a two-edged word, God, piercing and dividing to the soul and sunder the joints and marrow, God. God, we bless you on today, God. God, we thank you for Diaz de Leon family and continue to bless them as they have established this work for you. God, we ask you to continue to just move by your Spirit as never before. Holy Ghost, have your way. All of you and none of us, God. Man of God, preach and teach the word that God has downloaded to you. And God, restore him and revive him when he finished pouring out the virtue that you gave to him. Now we humble ourselves. We have ears to hear, God, because your word is true and truth in your word. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Prayer General, as you always do, command the morning and setting the atmosphere so that the word of God goes forth freely. Again, we celebrate each and every one of you for being a part of the Master's Call this glorious Tuesday morning, and we don't take it lightly that you saw fit to be a part of what God is doing in the land. When we began this journey, Dr. P.K. Roberts and I, the Lord knit in our hearts and our vision to have a call for our artist family and to welcome whosoever will to let them come, but really to knit the hearts of our artist family. God gave us a mission statement, and that mission statement reads, to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We were clear that our mission was to enrich the lives of all that will call in so that they will feel the tangible presence of our Lord and Savior, to enhance your life, adding to that you leave inspired, that you leave focused and faithful to go out and be that minister in the marketplace. And before you go, just as we were taught on this past Pentecost Sunday, that you're empowered with the dunamis power in the marketplace and with the exousia authority that only comes from him. That's what this master's call is all about. And the scripture God has given us for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. And that 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I am cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So each and every morning we start our rock, we start our foundation and our journey based on what thus said the Word of God. So we're excited about Jesus and we're excited about this call today, because we know it's a place where we convene and there's power in unity. We have just a few announcements before we get the man of God up, who always so richly blesses us each and every Tuesday morning. We want to encourage you and invite you, especially those of you who are our first time listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. Please come again and visit our website, where there's an archive of every message since we began this journey back on October 25th of 2010. Can't believe it's already been that long, and God's been so faithful each and every morning to meet us. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there we encourage you to avail yourself to click on the many different links of the different anointed and appointed men and women of God who have brought us a rhema, on-time, inspiring, strategic word. Take a praise break, take a word break, and go and listen, and please pass it on to your family and friends and let them know. Again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. We also have an email where we encourage you to send us your prayer requests, your praise reports, or just a shout-out. We know our mandate is to pray. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we know as a team of the Master's Call with the prayer warriors that we saturate your prayer requests with the word. And our email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So please let us hear from you. We take it so seriously with the prayer request. And we're also open to any of you who feel a heart, a call, a mandate to pray. Nothing changes on earth till we birth it, till we saturate it, wrapped in the anointing of the word in prayer. So we have prayer generals who take it very, very serious to bombard heaven with your prayer requests. And for our artist family, we encourage you to visit your back office. All this is an exciting time in artists. God is shifting as he is sifting in our company, and great things are coming forth. So we encourage you to go to your back office and read about the many promotions, the many upcoming events that are going on, so that you stay informed and up to date. We still have the loyalty pool of the $2 million that's out there for those of us who know we have a love and a loyalty for Artists International. There is ATC trainings going on, Raw trainings going on. There's so many things. The Circle of Champions, we want to keep that on your calendar in September. And just go and avail yourself. Also want to announce for all of those of you who can, Rhodes are heading to Colorado Springs on June 29th, and we celebrate the retirement of our co-host, Dr. T.K. Roberts. I know for some of you, you cannot go, but for many of you, you can. And I'm hoping that when Dr. J comes on, we'll have even more specifics to give you. If you want to send a donation or an email, we've been praying so much for the Roberts family, but this is an exciting time and transition. So we want to make sure that we avail ourselves to be there. And if you can't physically be there, definitely send your prayers, email her, let her know, and feel your love this upcoming June 29th. Well, I want to get out of the way and let our honorary co-host come forth, as she always so eloquently introduces our speaker for the morning, Dr. Joycelyn Henderson. The floor is yours.
Good morning to you, Dr. Vanessa. We honor the Lord for you this morning, and we bless the Lord for the absolute privilege of being on this call this morning, as well as to get the honor to introduce to some of you and just to bring back and present to many of you that have been on this morning's Master's morning call. And so we just honor the Lord. I want to just say that he is, first of all, a pastor for 25 years for Berean Family Worship Center, which is located in the city of Milwaukee. He is what I call a true apostle and a true prophet. That he is also my priest and my provider, and I just honor the Lord for the man of God that's going to come. I ask that each one of us would get quiet somewhere and get pencil as well as something to write with. I want to introduce my husband, the father of our children, a man of honor, man of integrity, and I believe that one that loves the Lord with all of his heart. And I want to introduce to some and present back to many of you, and we do come with warm kingdom greetings this morning to honor the Lord for Dr. Walter Henderson III. Pastor, if you're on the line, if you would come and bring us the word of God this morning. God bless you, sir, as you come.
Good morning, amen. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Just a little louder for me. I need to see you come across the board just a little bit more for me, Pastor.
All right, praise God. Well, good morning to each of you. It is always an honor to be on the Master's Call, and we honor the Lord for that, and we just praise God. I'm going to go right into the Word, praise God. If you would, I'm coming from John, the 5th chapter, starting at the 30th verse and going to verse 35. I want to be talking about your life, a life given by God, your life given by God. The 30th verse said, I can of my own self do nothing. This is Jesus speaking, of course. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which has sent me. So we find, just starting here, and we're going to complete through here, Jesus speaking, he makes a very bold statement in that he said, I cannot do anything of my own self. And in other words, when we do things of our own self, we get into the flesh. It's carnality. And he said that his judgments are correct because he doesn't seek his own will, but the will of the Father. And so whatever he wants to do in his life that was on the earth at that period of time, he wanted to make sure he was not just bumbling around doing things, but to do the will of the Father. He said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. It's not what I say about myself, it's what I truly am. And he said, there is another that bear witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnessed of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bear witness of the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that you might be saved. One more verse, 35. He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. I'm sorry. And 6, but I have a greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. So he said that John can bear witness, but I got a greater witness than John. And that witness is the God himself, because, praise God, the works that I'm doing, the anointing on my life, when I do what God calls me to do, he shows up. And so, therefore, there's a greater witness on my life. Praise God. I'm talking about your life given by God. God has assigned a calling in each of our lives. And it's in accordance with 3 different types of measurements. Number 1, grace. And grace here is the Greek word charis, and it means a divine influence upon the heart that reflects itself in the life. It's what God does inside of you that causes you to walk in a certain way and manner. It is also faith. And faith here is the moral conviction of a truth, truthfulness of God, total reliance on God's word, Romans 12 and 3. If that God gives you a certain faith in your life to do a certain thing. And when God put that calling on your life, he gives you the faith to do it. And praise God, so you don't have to do it naturally. God causes super to come on your natural, and you do it supernaturally. And then there is something called rule, or the Greek word canon. It means a standard, a boundary, or a sphere. In other words, God gives you in the area that he calls you, that he has put grace on your life, he's given you faith to do it, God causes you to rule in that area. Praise God. When I do what God calls me to do, I can rule there. Glory to God. I can bind the devil there. Praise God. Amen. I can take authority there. Praise God. When my grace shows up, amen, the supernatural power of God comes in and I reign in that area. And so in each of these, God gives us a measure. It's called a limited portion or degree. Now, I don't have all the grace. I don't have all the faith. I don't have all the rule. But I do have a measure in the call of God upon my life. So I need us to understand that, because we don't want to waste our life just doing something. We don't want to waste our life just doing a career or having a career. I don't want to waste my life trying to do something that God called somebody else to do. I need to make sure I'm doing what God has called me to do. Praise God. So I just want to talk about this for a few moments. I don't know how far I can get on this, but I at least want to get it started. Now, when we see there are three types of gifts mentioned in Scripture. Number one, there is Doria, and this is the gifts of grace given to all, Ephesians 4 and 7. All of us have been given the grace of God. There is Doma. Doma is the gift given to the fivefold ministers for the maturing of the saints. That's Ephesians 4 and 8. And then there is charisma. And charisma is gifts given as a special endowment so members can assist each other with their assignment. 2 Corinthians 12 and 7. Whatever God has gifted you to do, the body of Christ needs it. And I don't want you overdoing something else, taking some other title, taking some other place where you haven't been called, where you have no grace to walk in, and we're missing where we need you at, praise God, because you're somewhere else dying off, not doing what God called you to do. We need you in your place because God has so designed you in a specific manner, praise God, that when you do what God calls you to do, his grace shows up. The faith of God shows up, and you begin to rule and dominate in that area. Praise God, and the kingdom comes forth. Now, this is very interesting because Psalms 8, 4 through 5 says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Hallelujah. Every person that was brought into this people planet, God has crowned him with glory and honor. That's why when we're little children, we dream about doing big things. Glory to God. That's why every one of us always dreamed about doing something great, being something great, because there's that residue left in us that where we have been crowned with glory and honor. And I found out if a person don't get the glory and honor legally, they'll get it illegally, praise God. Within the church, amen, if we in the church don't equip them and get them ready to do the call of God on their life, they'll start trying to take other people's position because that glory and honor is still there. And they'll try to get it, whether they get it legally or illegally. Within the world, we have young men and young women out there in the street doing things illegally. They want a God of turf. They'll die for a piece of ground. Praise God, because it's like this glory and honor thing is on me. And I can't get it legally, so if I have to steal for it, if I have to kill for it, I got to get this glory and honor because the residue is working within me. Praise God. And so we need to know that God has placed us in the earth to replicate him. John 10 and 10 said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have that more abundantly. Now, that word life there is the Greek word zoe, and it means the life of God. It means the full life God has for us. Now, Jesus said, I come that you might have the life of God in you, and that you might have that life of God flowing until it overflows in you, praise God. And so what God wants to do is use your life to reveal the life that's in him. Praise God. So when you're in your call, when you're walking according to your design, God's life flows out of you. Praise God. And when you're walking in that call, God lives his life through you. The scripture tells us this is the hope of the glory of God being revealed in the earth. Christ in us. Praise God. When Christ comes in us, he lives his life through us. When we get born again, it's no longer I that live, Paul said, but Christ liveth in me. And so, praise God, God wants to reveal a certain life through you. Now, you maybe haven't been called to be a pastor. Praise God. Then God wants to show you Christ the pastor. Praise God. You might have been called to be a carpenter. Then God wants to show you how he would live if he was here being a carpenter through your life. Praise God. God wants to replicate his life through your life. The enemy is after your God kind of life to keep it from being fully developed. He doesn't care if you get over here. He doesn't care if you have a career. He doesn't care even if you make money. But please, don't let the God kind of life come out of you, because then you'll lift up Christ. And Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. Praise God. We are too busy trying to impress people with us, and we don't have anything much to see. Glory to God. All good and perfect gifts come from above. So we need to allow Christ to live his life. And so Satan is after the God kind of life. He's after keeping you out of the word, keep you from hearing the word preached, keep you from being around anointed people, praise God, because he wants to steal the God kind of life. The other life doesn't mean much, not to him and not to God, praise God. Their natural life, Adam and Eve came into the garden, and Satan was after the God kind of life. He wanted them to sin because he knows sin would separate them from God. He knew that this sin would come to snuff out the life of God. Praise God. So he wanted their God kind of life. Now they went into their natural life, but their natural life began to deteriorate over a period of time. Praise God. Because it had the absence of the God kind of life. In fact, in the very next generation, in their son, there was a murder that was already risen up. Praise God. Everything outside of the kingdom of God will cause you and I to diminish. And so the devil doesn't want you to live the kingdom life. He wants you to live contrary to that. Because, see, what will happen then, your God kind of life will begin to deteriorate, and you will not be effective. If you hate your present life, it just might be you're not living the God kind of life. If you despise your present life or ministry, maybe it's because you live in someone else's life. Maybe because you took some other title. I can speak about being a pastor. I tell you what, you cannot live this life not in honor, not with integrity, not God-like, unless the grace of God is upon your life. Praise God. You can take the title, but you won't have the fruit. Praise God, because this is supernatural. God doesn't just want you to do something. God wants you to be something. Praise God. He wants you to be what he called you to be. Now, you have to find this God kind of life. Isaiah 12, 1 through 3 said, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He is also become my salvation. Now listen to this now. Therefore, or because of the things I just said, praise God, therefore with joy shall you draw out of the wells of salvation. Amen. There's some wells in you if you've been born again. And notice the word is plural. There's wells in you. And Isaiah said, I'll draw out of those wells of salvation. Praise God. Water is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him, praise God, should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. John 7, 38 through 39. And again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The word wells here in the Hebrew means springs. And you'll notice that, praise God, that whether it's springs, or I'm going to share something with you again about rivers, they are flowing up and they are plural. And praise God, John said in John 7, 38 through 39, that he said, if any man thirst again, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, our belly is our innermost being. And rivers here means running water. And both of these are plural. And so what God wants to teach you and I to do is how to go in, praise God, into the spirit realm. How we understand our time spent with God in quietness. And the Bible said, be still and know that I'm God. How we begin to go and understand, praise God, there's a place in us where the word of God, where our spirit meet with the spirit of God, where God speaks to you and God speaks to me, and he will declare who you are. He will speak to who you are, praise God. And in that place, God will tell you what you ought to do. You need to understand that our ministry will come out of our intimacy with God, praise God. Just like in the natural, the man and the woman become intimate, and also that baby is a product of their intimacy. Well, in the spirit realm, when you're with the Father in intimacy, your ministry comes out of that, praise God. Out of that intimacy, praise God, it produces naturally. Supernaturally, God works through you. Amen. I need you to understand today that you have a life. You have that call by God. God has called you to be a specific thing. Don't waste your time doing other things, praise God. It won't count in heaven, praise God. We don't want to be busy just doing something. We want to be what we were designed to be. That when I do what I do, God shows up. Hallelujah. Men and women are saved. Men and women are encouraged. Hallelujah. The kingdom is birthed. People's lives are changed. When I speak, the anointing is on my word. Hallelujah. It changes heart, changes mind. Deliverance takes place. I see right now I'm going to have to finish this next time. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
My God, what a word, what a word. You just go on as strong as God tells you to, because we truly go with the Holy Spirit. Powerful, powerful word today. Your life given by God. So many awesome nuggets, man of God, that you gave us, encouraging you to go to our website or to even go and listen to the playback call, because there is richness in that word today. Again, thank you, man of God, for talking and teaching and sharing with us about how we are truly. I love how you said God wants to use our lives to show his life through us. Come on, Candy, and close us out, Minister Candy, in prayer and cover our prayer requests. The floor is yours.
Hi. Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for another day to lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you that the name of Jesus is above every situation and above every circumstance. We thank you because the name of Jesus is above every name. We thank you because demons tremble at the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We have faith in the name of Jesus. We thank you because the name of Jesus is above with power, and it's above with glory. We exalt the name of Jesus. There is no name that's greater than the name of Jesus. And Lord, you said in your word that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. You said that with prayer and thanksgiving to make our requests known to you. So God, this morning we pray for the continued blessings and protection over our founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Pour out your anointing over them as they preach and teach your word to encourage, to enhance, to enrich, and to empower the body of Christ. Give them strength, Lord God, as they press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, Father God, so that you will say, well done, my good and faithful servants. We pray for the founders of Artis and the entire Diaz de Leon family. We pray for all the leaders and artists. Give them wisdom and guidance, Lord. Increase all of our understanding of your word that tells us to seek your kingdom and your righteousness first, and that we are not worshipers, oh God, of anything other than you. Lord God, as we all increase, help us to display a countenance of humility. Help us all to fulfill your will and your purpose for our lives. As we end this call, I pray for the manifestation of healing to come forth for those who are in need of healing. I thank you, Lord God, that the healing is already done in the spirit realm. So, Father God, allow it to show up and manifest itself in the lives of the body of Christ. I pray for each person that has the faith, the strength, and the courage to stand on your word and says that we are healed and that our bodies are the house of the living God. God, you are life, and your word tells us death is your enemy. Your word tells us that you give us authority and dominion over death. Father God, we thank you that your word dwells in us, Lord God, and we are standing on it. Father God, your word tells us that life and death is in the power of our tongue, and we speak life. So spirit of sickness, depression, oppression, discouragement, and disease, I cancel you out right now in the name of Jesus. I send you back to the pit of hell. I command you to leave the body of every person on our prayer list. Bodies, I command you to line up with the word of God in Jesus' name. Lord God, I cancel lack, and I pray for the financial breakthrough in your people. Your word says that your will, that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, you are a very presence in time of trouble, and you are more than enough. We are the seed of Abraham. We are joint heirs with Christ. The gold and the silver and the cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to us. I call upon the blessings to overtake us so that we will continue to build up the kingdom of God. Lord, you said we have the eye to see and receive the wealth that is being shaken out of the hand of the wicked. So I thank you for the financial breakthrough. I pray for every need of our Master's Call family. We have already called them out, person by person, name by name, in intercessory prayer. So I bind every principality. I bind the power of darkness. I come against every foul spirit. I bind every demonic stronghold sent by Satan. And Father God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. Father, I loose the anointing to destroy every yoke and remove every burden from our lives and the lives of our loved ones and every person who is a part of the Master's morning call. I loose the word of God in our minds. I loose the word of God out of our mouths. I loose in our hearts your kingdom. Father God, I thank and praise you that your kingdom dominates the earth through us. We love you, Father God, and we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for sealing that rich message with the word of God and for lifting up our prayer requests. We praise God for you. Again, thank you, thank you. Dr. Walter Henderson, what a word, what a word. We know we look forward to the continuation of that word next week. You are such a blessing, and we always want to let you know how much we esteem you and the God in you. Thank you to our prayer general, Minister Amber, for opening us up in prayer. And to each and every one of you on the line this morning, our Master's Call family, we love and appreciate each and one of you. And as we end every call, we encourage you now, you go out and submit and obey the call of the Master on your life. Be his minister in the marketplace. Have a blessed day in him. Bye-bye.